You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are speaking with Peter Murphy Lewis, owner, tour guide, and sometimes secretary at La Bicicleta Verde Bike Tour Company that specializes in bike tours, wine tours, walking tours way down in South America in the city of Santiago, Chile. Certainly a privilege to have you, Peter, today coming to us from Chile this afternoon.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So first things first, Peter, certainly appreciate your joining us and with it, to be with our listeners. Let's start by you briefly describing your company and the tours that you offer.
Okay, well, we have two companies now. The first one, La Bicicleta Verde, specializes in bicycle tours. So we do two different bike tours every single day in Santiago, Chile, and one wine tour every single day. And we also have a second company called Tours for Tips, which is just the way it sounds. We do tours, and you pay whatever you think the tour is worth. We have two tours in Santiago and two tours in Valparaiso, Chile, every single day. We've been doing it for 7 years, and we like Chile.
Wow, that's exciting stuff. I read somewhere that you are originally from the U.S., from the small state of Kansas, and I also understand you've been living in Chile now for over a decade. When you arrived here or there, you said that you fell in love with the Chileans, but not so much Chile. Elaborate on that, if you would.
Well, no, it's not so much that I didn't fall in love with Chile. It's the thing that I fell in love with is the Chilean people. A lot of people, when they first come to Chile, they say they want to come see the Andes Mountains. They want to come to Patagonia. They might want to see the desert, San Pedro, Atacama, or the ocean, the Pacific, or something like that. When I first came here, I was 19 years old, and I decided that I wanted to come back and live here mainly for the people. I am from the U.S. originally. I'm from a small town of Osawatomie, Kansas. And while I do like that, Chile and Kansas have a lot in common, but this is a little bit more adventurous, I guess you could say. So after I fell in love with Chileans, I decided that's what I wanted to show in my company, and we ended up doing tours. So we do tours about Chileans, about politics, about culture. Then we added bikes, we added wine. So we do everything local.
It's very creative. What drove you to start a bike tour company?
You know, I was going down the academic track. I'd studied sociology in the U.S., and then I studied my master's degree in international politics at the University of Chile. Got hired really soon thereafter, became a professor at the University of Chile, taught for about 3 or 4 years here in Chile, got into my PhD program. And I realized along the way I didn't want to be an academic. I was too social. My favorite thing about living here was talking with the people, interacting with the people, and showing foreigners what's special about Chile. And so I needed a way to get out. So I asked my best buddy, Chilean buddy, who was the smartest person that he knew that was Chilean, and he introduced my business partner. I told my business partner, let's do this. And he sold his law firm, and we bought 10 bicycles about 3 months after the day I met him.
I understand you started out with, like you just said, 10 bikes and a team of 4 guides. How were you able to grow and compete against the bigger established tour companies in Chile? I'm sure there are quite a few.
You know, at the beginning, it was really, really difficult for a number of reasons, mainly because all the large companies have transportation, and so that means they own vans, they own buses, they own cars, and that's what most people end up doing when they come to a city they don't know. They think, oh, bus tour, bus tour, bus tour. And we tried to get them into thinking bike tour, bike tour, bike tour. And the hard part was getting the locals to realize that the city's better and easier seen on a bicycle. So once we got the local concierge at the W Hotel, the Marriott, the Sheraton, and all the boutique hotels to see that seeing the city on a bike was better than a bus, soon thereafter everything else followed. We got lots of local press and lots of international press, and after 7 years, things have been going pretty well.
Yeah, you definitely can see the landscape from the view of the bicycle for sure, as opposed to the bus tour. Today, we are joined by Peter Murphy Lewis, owner, tour guide and sometimes secretary at La Bicicleta Verde Bike Tour Company that specializes in bike tours, wine tours, walking tours way down in South America in the city of Santiago, Chile, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. How difficult, Peter, was it to put bikes in a city that has not always been bike friendly? Mention a failure or two relating to this, if you would.
I can't name many failures. We haven't had any accidents since we started in February 2007 involving motorized vehicles. You know, we have a person fall down in the park, or someone's seat might bend or something like that if they're a little bit big for our bikes. But initially, the secret was getting locals to recommend us as this is as being a safe city. We use a lot of parks, but we do use the street. Over time, the city has really become extremely bike-friendly. It's been named several times as the most bike-friendly city in Latin America, and we're glad to be part of that movement.
Most definitely. And I also saw you were mentioned twice by New York Times and also in Travel and Leisure magazine. Are these your best press pieces? I mean, you couldn't do much better than that, in my opinion. And how did these outlets find out about you and what you're doing?
You know, When the large international press come down to cover kind of an odd city or odd country like Chile, they're always looking for something different than a traditional bus tour. And I guess the word spread around. We haven't reached out to any of those companies. We don't have a PR team, and all we do is work with 100% satisfaction. So over time, if you make sure every customer leaves your doors happy, we think that that's a good policy to get the word spread. So we got in New York Times in 2009. We got in there 2011 again. Travel and Leisure, and lucky this year in April 2014, Paul McCartney took our bicycle tour. So we got pictures of him on our green bicycle.
How about that? You gotta love it. Your business partner, as you had mentioned, is a local Chilean. What makes the relationship work, and what are the biggest challenges there?
You know, I'm really blessed to have a great business partner like Joel Martinez or Joel Martinez because we complement each other. He's creative. He is local. There's things that he understands about local culture that I might not understand. And he also, you know, opens doors to help me see different things about Chilean culture that we can later highlight in our tours to help foreigners or visitors get an insight into the way the Chilean culture is.
Lastly, what are the moments when you sit back and say, wow, everything I've done in the past decade was worth it? Do you look at it as a big accomplishment? How do you vision that?
You know, I would say the Paul McCartney taking our bicycle was a wow moment. With Beyonce, the singer, the R&B singer, called us to hire us for a tour was kind of a wow moment. And then this year in 2014, we just won the most innovative tourism company by the largest tourism association in Chile. Was kind of our third wow moment. But at the end of the day, one of the most refreshing things is, you know, we have 25 employees that work with us. We have about 10 people working full-time with us in Valparaiso, the city on the coast, and 15 here in Santiago. So waking up every morning and knowing you have a team of 24 people behind you that are helping you get up and do better every single day, that's probably my wow moment every single day.
Yeah, you're living a dream, and you've got it going on, no question about that. It's been really exciting to hear what you've been able to create. And tell our listeners where they can get more information about La Bicicleta Verde Bike Tour Company online.
Sure. The easiest thing you can do is look at us up on the website, which is La Bicicleta, Bicicleta, Verde, Verde.com, or you can just Google La Bicycle Tour Paul McCartney, Bicycle Tour Chile, Santiago, Chile, and you'll find us really, really quick. You can find our walking tours at toursfortips.com. That's T-O-U-R-S, the number four, tips, T-I-P-S.com.
Beautiful. Peter, thanks for taking the time to be with us here today, coming in from Chile on Enterprise Radio.
I really appreciate it, Eric. When you come down to South America, look me up and we'll put you on a bike tour.
You bet. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. We've been speaking with Peter Murphy Lewis, owner, tour guide at La Bicicleta Verde Bike Tour Company that specializes in bike tours, wine tours, walking tours way down in beautiful South American in the city of Santiago, Chile. And once again, the website of reference is labicicletaverde.com, as well as toursfortips.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.